Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time. Let us all stand at attention and salute Michael Churchill Johnson. Yes, that's what CNN is calling him, the speaker. He's Churchill now. As I see it, there were three things that they could have done if Democrats were that concerned about Ukraine and supplying them and get a compromise. One, they could have put pressure on to free up our energy. That would help America. It would also make it more difficult on Putin. The less money he has, the less he can conduct this war. Two, they would have given us a border deal that anybody in their right mind could say, all right, this seems worthy of this compromise. And three, Scott Perry, Congressman Scott Perry, on Friday when we had him on, said, how about cutting substantial amounts rather than just adding this burden on the American people? So how are you feeling today after seeing these shenanigans? One of the all-time, I mean, this is how bad it gets with Democrats. We have a bill before the House soon by a Republican from Florida to say you can't be waving foreign flags on the floor of the House. You know it, and I know it. Democrats were going nuts because they won, because they got what they wanted and didn't give up anything. And they helped Joe Biden in the process. So are you still in the camp out there that says, well, you see it all wrong? It's five-dimensional. It's 10-dimensional chess, whatever that is. And Mike Johnson is playing them in some way that I just can't figure out. Here is Gerald Connolly, one of the worst of the Democrats, one of the most partisan imaginable. Listen to what he says about our borders, not our borders, not America's borders, but the Democrats' borders. Here's Connolly in full throats once they had won.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably, yes. Will we rise to the occasion? Will we stand shoulder to shoulder with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who for 1,151 days have been holding off the depraved, thuggish dictator Vladimir Putin, who has respected no norms of warfare? He's targeted children in hospitals and schools. He's bombed apartment blocks, killing thousands.
Oh, he ended there. Okay. You know why I'm good on this? I'll tell my, why I'm good on this? Because I despise Putin more than this Democrat does. I say all the time, he is stone cold, unbelievable evil. I'm in agreement with that. Plutonium in my teapot, the whole thing. But that doesn't mean that we just continue to go down this path with no clear goals, with a lot of corruption there, with Americans hurting, with Democrats, even though this guy says that's the border that counts, they will do nothing to protect our border, and they laugh at you in the same time, and they're laughing at Mike Johnson as they're patting him on the back. He's a hero. Yes, because he got nothing. Some vague comments of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was just needed a bib on. He was so ecstatic. Attacking the senator from Vance, from Ohio. I'd love to see those two in the debate. I think I'd bet on Vance versus Lindsey Graham. So are you today changed? Are you just shaking?
I didn't ask for this.
Here is, this is cut eight. Here's the Democrats once the vote went through. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Not the American border, though, as they waved their Ukrainian flags. I mean, how many bills do we need to stop these Democrats in Harrisburg? And he's still out there. Kevin Boyle on the run. This guy is setting records. Are the police actually looking for Kevin Boyle? Can't they put a few undercover in a few bars? You mean that guy's not in a bar?
We need an ongoing Kevin Boyle report.
Yeah, where is, who has seen Kevin Boyle?
Where in the world is Kevin
Boyle? I bet our police resources know, but they're not allowed to go and get him because the Democrats still want him voting by whatever that process is. All right. Now, in all this, was this on Saturday morning or Sunday? I think it was Sunday. President Trump tweeted out, and I wouldn't have seen it on True Social, but Stephen Miller, one of his chief guys, did. Here's what President Trump tweeted out early morning. Absentee voting, early voting, and election day voting are all good options. Republicans must make a plan, register, and vote. All right, now, he couldn't still, Dan, quite get it said. He said absentee voting. He didn't say, all right, mail-in voting.
Embrace it.
You know what? Our side question today is going to be, and a lot of people make mistakes with this classic. I think we got a real, this is the birthday of Jack Nicholson today. I think he's, let's see, 87, Jack Nicholson. I think they make the mistake. I know you can't handle the truth, is the line, is the all-time great line that he uttered. Probably, I think that's one of the best confrontations we've ever seen. I still think the better line is when he says, I'm not going to put the swear word in, about, yeah, that,
self-censored
he,
up.
That he ordered the code red. I think that's a better line, Dan, than when he says, you can't handle the truth. How about you? Or do you like you can't handle
it? I mean, you can't handle is arguably, it's up there as the line of all time. I mean,
top, when you look 29. At the list. Number 20, 29.
Really? 29?
Of that could be AFI. Higher than that. I think it ought to be two or three.
Yeah.
But I like better, though, when he says that he did order to code red. That's because it captures Nicholson's character. I don't think he was even acting then. He wanted to get it, Cruz, probably, at that point. He couldn't
Ooh,
take it.
You can't handle the truth.
Now, that's the line because it's the philosophy behind it and all. I get it. But when he says he ordered to code red, the buildup to that is just, that does it for me as much. All right. So 855-839-1210. So I put that up on Twitter, Dan, and it won by about 75, 76%. Still 24% of people object to voting by mail. Even though I take that as a signal from a direct signal from President Trump, do you?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, if it's 75% are objecting to voting by mail, are they objecting to it? Do you,
no,
like,
no,
use it for
themselves? They're okay with it.
Okay, gotcha.
25% are objecting to voting by mail.
Yeah, no, I don't get that then. And the thing is, like, even if you don't want to do it yourself, I feel like it's important to at least embrace the concept of mail-in balloting because there's no way that you're going to win in this election without it. The Democrats have already set the rules, Dom. It's why are we not going to play by their rules that they have already set while also fighting to change those rules?
Exactly. So, you're zoning in on the set. Yeah, I thought it would be close to 90.
Yeah.
Maybe some people are saying they don't want to be told by Trump what to do. I wasn't saying he told you what to do. I was just saying last week it was Doug Mastriano, Scott Perry on this show, and now President Trump, Dan, all saying what? Vote by mail or early voting or all these other things. Now, he's still, when he comes to Wildwood, that's the first thing I'd want. I'm in the crowd. Suppose the crowd starts booing. Is he afraid they might boo him at a rally when he says, look, I want to win. I've always been about winning. I want you to do one thing. Vote by mail. All right, I have to report this first, Dan. David Pecker is taking the stand in the Trump New York trial. Yes. How many times are we going to hear David Pecker in this trial? Andy McCarthy will be here at 1:30 to break it down today. I looked at the opening statements, and I think that the tabloid nature of this is going to help Trump say we've already litigated this. Do people really believe the election would have been different if we had known about Stormy Daniels? Because he already had the grab him thing with Billy Budd over there at the bus. Matthew Dowd today is out there saying, yes, this was election interference. He's a former Trump guy who's really gone soft, saying, yeah, he would have lost if we had known about Stormy Daniels. Nobody knows that. I don't believe. I mean, I think people may.
They're saying that Trump would have lost the election if we'd known about Stormy Daniels?
Yes. Exactly.
I don't think so.
No, we already knew. That's the one thing that kind of shook him, if you may remember. He did sort of an apology on Facebook about what he said, about grabbing women. He did. That's the one time where he thought it might be over. And what happened? Moved past it very quickly. People made their peace with this. They say, look, I know what this guy was about. Evangelicals and others, we've been through this 100 times. That's what this trial's trying to say. Now, Andy McCarthy says something else. He says Alvin Bragg, in the case he's making, he is the real election denier. He's denying the results of the election. He's saying it's like not all the votes were counted here because people didn't know about Stormy Daniels. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board.
Can I take you back to mail-in ballots for one second?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think people are mishearing Trump and, Van Drew and Perry when they call for mail-in balloting? That they're do they think that they're saying vote mail-in instead of in-person? So that's why they're fighting against the concept, because they themselves think it's important to vote in person?
Yeah, I'll throw that theory out there. Why is it that people would still be resistant to doing it?
I don't think anyone's saying that. I think they're just saying embrace the concept of mail-in balloting to further, like, get more votes, not to do it yourself instead of voting in person if you like voting in person.
I think some of them, Dan, just can't accept the fact of what we're telling them, which is you are not going to win the election unless we do, and we've gone through the percentage points with Guy Shiraki and others, unless we move forward on mail-in balloting to a much better level, and we'll know tomorrow, say the primary, there seems to be some improvement, you're going to lose. So is it you're saying, well, I don't care, I want to lose that? And the whole theory is this. The more people that have banked that, then we go after people that are more reluctant voters. That's what Democrats are doing. It's a pretty simple concept.
I'll offer the devil's advocate argument.
Yeah.
That the entire reason that, mail-in balloting can't be embraced by the Republicans is because it's a much easier avenue to cheat through. So you're essentially just enabling Democrats to cheat.
I don't see where the, to that question, we're starting our series on election integrity at 2:30 today. We have Dawn Kiefer, the head of the Pennsylvania Freedom Caucus. They got all kinds of lawsuits out of there, one of them on Biden bucks, Biden using the federal government to get involved in the voting process, like Zuckerbucks did. So I'm acutely aware it's a two-pronged sort of thing. It's election integrity, but you can't throw your hands up and say, well, I don't care. I just want to do it the way that I do it. If we lose, we lose. It's just silly talk. It's about one thing, winning. That's all that matters here, winning. Because if you don't win, you know what the consequence is going to be. All right, so 855-839-1210. Any defenders of Mike Johnson here? Churchill, he's being called. Democrats now, we need to have a bill so they can't be waving foreign flags and doing all that stuff. The Connolly guy, that's our border. And just think about it. There were three things they could have gotten out of Democrats. Cut some things to pay for this. No, not going to do that. The border, not going to do that.
The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border.
As Rupert and son Michael Breslau said so, too. All right. Or they could have freed up energy. They're not going to do any of them. That hurts Putin more than anything. So 855-839-1210, that's how you get in. Our eye is on Columbia University, Yale. All these people, Dan, are standing at these universities, cops, police chiefs, the mayor of New York, and others saying, and we're not going to let this stuff happen. And guess what? It's happening. The other side is saying, what are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to arrest us and keep us in jail? Are you prepared to charge us with various crimes that they're committing? And they keep on saying, we're not going to let this happen. It is happening. Those universities are showing you the mob, seething mob of anti-Semites, anti-Americans, and just getting away with it. They're winning on this. They're going to continue to do it. All right, side question. As I said, today is the anniversary of the birth of the great actor. Arguably, in at least three or four roles, is he better than Denzel? Oh, man, that's a tough one. He's right up there. I think of the last 50 years, Nicholson's one, two, or three. What is the all-time confrontation? That's what we're looking for. You have Nicholson and you have Tom Cruise at confrontation in A Few Good Men. Mine is, Dan, a weird one.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
In Goodfellas, Joe Pesci's character, everyone has to try to appease him because he just shoots people right there. He beats people to death right there in front of people, right? Tommy. He goes after Henry, his friend.
I think Joe Pesci might be with us. Joe, you there? Oh, no
Joe Pesci. No, Joe Pesci.
Yeah, yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, there he is.
Talking about it. You know what? You know what the problem is, though, Sonny? You're a real mutt there. What, I'm funny how?
That's it.
I'm clown. I'm here to amuse you.
Funny how?
Just the way you tell the story, Tommy. It's funny. It's what? What
funny
you said?
I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Yeah. Tell me, what's so funny about me, huh?
That's the confrontation, Dan. Because they're believing him. They think this guy is ready. He does take out the gun. Yeah. How many times is he waving a gun in here, shooting a gun all around? Whatever you try to do to walk on eggshells to appease this guy, you can't do it.
Just the way you tell the story, Tommy. I didn't mean to. No, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. I'm funny, how? I'm a clown. I make you laugh.
He's got that one memorized too. All right, so Dan, I think that's a heck of a confrontation because it turns out to be a joke, but you really don't know it at that point. That's how good it is. So,
all right,
go ahead. What's yours?
Yeah, so Dom, thinking about the NBA playoffs and a horrible turnout by Tobias, and I don't know what to expect tonight. But there was a really hefty series back in 2003 between the Detroit Pistons and the Indiana Pacers. That was a very back-and-forth, aggressive playoff series. And then the next season, the first game that they meet, Dom, it's 10 games into the season. November 19th, 2004, the Malice at the Palace. A beer's thrown on, Artest? Is that
World Be Peace, right.
Yes, and then going into the stands, throwing punches, and arguably one of the most shocking fights in all of history in sports.
Exactly. So it doesn't have to be a fight, but some kind of confrontation, either fictional or real, that you think is an all-time confrontation when all these forces finally came to a head. Denzel and Gene Hackman in Crimson Tide, Dan. That's a pretty good confrontation where they're ready to launch nuclear missiles, you know?
Can I take another real one off the board?
Yeah.
Dr. Death and John Stossel.
Yeah. John Stossel.
Don't ever call wrestling fake to a real wrestler.
Yeah, that wrestling might not be as fake as you would think. I don't think I would have done that. John Stossel's a really cool guy.
Yeah, you've had him on a bunch, right?
Oh, yeah, over the years. But you know what? He's a little bit on the something about
him. And the thing is, though, I mean, Dr. Schultz, Dr. David, he went way... Dr. Death punched the guy in the ear, made him go deaf.
He
lost hearing. Like that's way over the line, dude. I'm completely on John Stossel's side as a huge wrestling fan myself. It's no, you can't be doing that.
Right. But Stossel just doesn't recognize stuff like that. So all right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Where are you on Mike Johnson and this True Social post from President Trump? He said absentee, and that includes mail in. Is the way to go. Just vote. We have to win. Are we getting there? Are we getting there? Are we getting closer to that? To adopt this strategy? Just imagine if we do and we come relatively close to the Democrats in this. They know what that means. That means they lose.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Dom G or Dano Show, welcome in. Confrontations coming off A Few Good Men. Today, Jack Nicholson's birthday.
I got a good one for you. How about when Kanye West hopped on stage and took away Taylor Swift's award saying that Beyonce...
Yes.
Beyonce, she's the album
I saw a piece today saying, do we feel sorry for any of these men? That's all she does is recycle this. One guy's from 10 years ago, apparently, an actor or something in this latest batch.
Yeah.
She goes after him 50 different times.
Why? Aren't you one of the biggest relationships in pop culture right now? Why does your ex even matter?
Yes, because she's got nothing else. That's all that it is at the end of the day. Talent of a sort. And then going after guys that she's been involved with. That's it.
All weekend, every top 40 station. It seemed like every channel was advertising Taylor Swift's new album out. Oh, yeah. Great new album. It's kind of boring, to be quite honest.
That's, maybe she's running out of the spot where, but these people don't want, they want this. They want to blame men. That's my summation of it. Huh. You know, a catchy phrase here and there, blame enough men. That's always good. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you can get on board. So you got two big things here. You got what went down over the weekend. TikTok is thrown in there. They could vote in the Senate early this week. But you also have all this giveaway to everything the Democrats wanted. How else would you view this? And then you have President Trump starting to maneuver toward mail-in balloting, absentee, early voting, all the things that were just criticized. We get the criticisms. We've been through this. How long does it take to pivot here, though, to a winning strategy? It's proven time after time after time. By the way, our eye is on, and it's making national news, even though the Philadelphia Inquirer doesn't have any interest. The Pembroke Middle School. And what some would say, I think our guest even wrote this, Joan Cullen, coming up at 12:30, was an attempted murder, getting hit with one of those Stanley cups. just attacked over the head. Are they covering it up because that's what schools do, or is it the transgender part of it? It's not going to go away easily. They're not getting away with whatever happened here. New York Post says that the student who allegedly attacked there, whether it's male or female, was only in the school 2 days, coming from another school. What happened in the other school? My God. So Joan Cullen is our buddy and former school board member extraordinaire. She was involved in a lot of stuff in Penridge. That's how she came to our attention. She'll be here at 12:30 because she wrote a piece up on what happened in this Pembroke that we want to get to. All right, let me go to Chris in Malvern on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Chris. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I tested the vote by mail waters for this Tuesday's election.
Okay, and what happened? Anything you know?
Well, it went pretty good. I took it up to Westchester, and they got people watching the box.
Good.
And the only thing that was irritating about it was the confirmation email with the line, if you have any further questions about casting your ballot, blah, 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 blah. And down below that, it's in Spanish and in Chinese.
Well,
that was very irritating to see that.
Of course. You're lucky it's only two. You're in a spot, God knows, in Philadelphia, how many languages they put it in. But, Chris, what do you make of President Trump finally, true socialing that out on Saturday or Sunday?
Well, I'm into it now. You know, I've been listening to you and others talk that this is the way to go, and now I've done it. And, oh, by the way, I did vote for Trump, too, not Nikki Haley.
Yeah, that's good news.
Surprise.
All right, what's your confrontation?
For my favorite movie in Rocky, when Mickey goes to Rocky's efficiency and asks him to be the coach.
Ah, that's right, a manager. I didn't have a manager.
Right.
Yeah, but he has to go down the street to get him. That is a great, great one. All right, put that one. Confrontation's going to work here. Nate in Philly. Nate, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good, Nate.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that the mail-in balloting thing. In Philadelphia, whether you embrace it or not, this is going to be a no-win state for the mail-in balloting things. They flood the system with so many mail-in ballots, and then they harvest them back themselves and then fill them out themselves, that it's no way that Republicans can beat them in the state. I watched it being done.
Well, I wish you had reported that. So, Nate, should we just give up then?
I'm not saying give up. I'm just saying that whether we embrace it or not, the numbers is not going to be there for us. Now, whether they could catch them doing the cheating is one thing. But I know in this state, it's going to be hard. That harvesting thing is serious, and I seen it happening. I seen somebody come in with thousands of votes. I'm not saying that he filled them out himself. I don't know, but I seen them dropping them off at the mail station, and they pay these people to do it, and it's no way we can overcome it.
All right, thank you, Nate. Well, we have to overcome this. That's part two. That's the defensive part, not just the offensive part. We're trying to get on the Republican lawyer out in Chester County. She has a lawsuit trying to block mail-in ballots. And here's the area. Let's pinpoint, rather than just talking around in circles. I think Republicans have to concentrate on these long-term nursing homes and things of that nature. Meaning, I don't think someone should be able to show up with 400 or 500 votes, whatever it is, and that's what they're trying to do in Chester County, from a nursing home, long-term care facility. Call it what you want. Potentially, they want to invalidate those ballots days before the state's primary election, because it doesn't appear that that's the law, that you can just show up and do that. If we're going to take those votes, then I think there has to be transparency. There has to be somebody there seeing how this goes down. Oh, Dom, you got to be kidding me. You want to see each individual? Yes. We had that case over in Montgomery County. We talked to Liz Priate-Havey about that one of the last times, with this woman with 400 votes sashaying in, and they think it's legal. Well, maybe it's not legal. That's what they're doing in Chester County. So here's the point. It's not just about mail-in balloting. It's about all hands on deck, fighting for every single vote, fighting over every single vote, forcing them to follow the law, the letter of the law. I don't care. They think the law is stupid, whatever, the letter of the law. Oh, that's just technical. Like you're that's what it is. Whatever the law says, that's what we have to force them to follow. Now, if we can't do that and mail in balloting, then you're going to lose. No one wants that. No one said this is easy. They are primed to do whatever it takes. All right, we're going to talk with Joan Cullen next, former school board president, vice president out there in Pembridge. Someone who used to call the show. That's how we got to know her. And she wrote a piece she sent to me and Dan about this situation in Pembroke. But more broadly, about transgender, gender affirming, and all the rest of it. So what in the world is happening there in North Penn? What appears to be happening, well, more than appears, we know the savage attack that happened. And we have kids saying they warned the guidance counselors and others about this. Is at the heart of it something to do with transitioning? And if so, what? And if so, is there a cover-up involved because of that?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Down to your Dano show. We're only a couple days into this vicious attack over in the North Penn School District, and I think the girl who we played you from the... let's play a little bit of that, Dan, from the school board meeting.
You want the...
Or is it the dad?
So I have both the 6ABC report, which has the young girl, which is a very, very heart-wrenching retelling of the events. And I also have the dad who's talking about why there's no media coverage of the student potentially being trans.
Okay, let's hear the dad.
You want to hear the dad?
Yeah.
Let me get that queued up. And here you go, sir.
This was a teenage boy who beat on a little girl. All right? Call it what it is. I don't care. Don't look at me like that, Mr. Fusco. You're a father. What if that was your daughter? What if that was your daughter? And I'm sorry. I didn't want to be here. I'm here because people reach out to me. I'm here because apparently too many people are afraid to just say that. Men and women are different. All right? Whatever you want to do as an adult, God bless you. That's fine. You have that right. But let kids be kids. Let them make that decision later in life when it's appropriate. All right? Men and women are not the same. Our hormones are not the same. Our strength is not the same. Our aggression is not the same.
Okay. That gives us a sense of the dad. The little girl talked about how they had told the guidance counselor, it seems like several kids, that something was going to happen. There was a hit list. Apparently, they had to stitch together the head of the child who was struck with this.
Honestly, it's only 30 seconds. It might be worth playing.
Okay, yeah, here's the little girl.
I don't get how you couldn't have stopped that. All of a sudden, I just hear all this screaming and everybody running. And all of a sudden, you just hear these terrible, like, loud bangs of the Stanley bouncing off her head. And we had to sit in there and watch them clean up her blood off those tables and ground. And we had to watch them take her out with blood dripping down her face, and I will never forget that.
All right, Joan Cullen, as I said, is somebody who we go to on Matters Educational, often served for a great period of time over in the Pembridge School District, 2015 to 2023. She said, I tried to refrain from speaking publicly about issues in other school districts, particularly in neighboring ones, as a courtesy. Since I completed my service, I still tried to be a bit reserved. And then she wrote this letter to Dan and me. and she joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joan, welcome in. So before we broaden this out, because there's several incidents here, the 129-page manifesto alleged to be fiction in Maryland, the other thing that happened in Nashville, but I'm sure this is happening every day, we know. What is your sense now, given your various roles that you have, has gone over in North Penn, versed upon what the parents are saying and the actions there? What sense do you have? What's going on?
Well, there must be some truth to what the parents and certainly the child, when you listen to her speak, you know that she's just telling the truth. She's giving you an account of what happened, and it's horrifying. And I wanted to start out by saying this really isn't anything new, unfortunately. It's just ramped up in the last, several years, I would say. I was thinking before I came on that way back in 1995, I was a substitute teacher in Alexandria City Public Schools, and a fourth grader said to me one day, "I'm going to punch you in the face." And I was taken aback. You know, that's not how I was raised. It's not anything that would have been tolerated in the public schools that I went to. And when I asked an administrator about it, you know, what would be done, the punishment, I was told, well, there's a room where we allow the children to go, where they can work out their frustrations, throw chairs, scream, yell, whatever they need to do. And at the time, you know, I'm in my 20s. And even then I thought, gee, that doesn't seem right. I wasn't even a parent yet, but that didn't seem like that was going to solve the problem. And certainly 30 years later, we see now that it's just happening more and more because it's become entrenched in the public school system, this way of trying to coddle, trying to walk on eggshells around discipline problems. And we're seeing the results, and it's tragic. It really is. It's tragic for the victims, of course, first and foremost. But I also feel a certain bit of human compassion for the aggressors, because they were failed as well. And we need to start talking about that, or it's not going to get better.
Well, this transgender thing, and again, now you were actually in this seat as a school board member, and we realize there are certain things legally you might not be able to say. But when we go down this path, and they just, the superintendent and others, Joan, talk in vague things about the school district, just evading what is the central point here, yes or no on this, about the driving force here. What's your sense? Was this student transgendered and maybe they were mocked or something? I mean, what is it that a school district should do? You can't just tell parents, well, it's under investigation, but then you never really answer what happened here.
Well, what they can't do publicly is talk about a student. You can't talk about an employee, a student. Everybody knows that you can't do that. But what you can talk about publicly is your policies and your procedures. And, you know, all schools are going through that right now with bathroom policies and everything else surrounding this transgender issue. And a school district can assure parents that something like this won't occur again, you know, if we are – they can explain through their policy that they can talk about publicly how they would be able to protect students from something like this happening. There's discipline policies that they can talk about publicly. There's something, I assume every school has it, but we had what's called a discipline continuum where it lists very explicitly the first offense for something like this. This is the punishment that will be implemented. And it goes on as you go along, like second offense, and it tells you what will happen to the student. So without being specific about a student, using a student's name or identity, you can say, well, in an instance like this, this is how we would address it. This is the punishment. The student would be put in alternative placement. The student would be expelled from school. You know, in that way, you can talk about it. So if I were them, I would direct the parents to what their typical policy is, to give them an idea of how it would be handled without saying this is specifically, you know, what we're going to do to the student by name.
Okay.
And you can certainly do that.
Now, Joan, you write here, too, when you were at Penn Ridge, summer of 2021, you were on the school board. You learned that a professional development training by CHOP around issues like gender affirmation and all this stuff was scheduled. It was a training some other school districts had already completed. You were able to watch a YouTube recording of the CHOP presentation in advance. It made me alarmed and angry. I immediately wrote to our team about this. Would you be okay with this if it were done to your child, the concerns you have? And it pains me. I've spoken glowingly about Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. My son Luke was in there when he was 18 months. And we had encephalitis. We had tremendous results from them. They are world class, and all that. But the issue is they have lost their way. At least one segment there, I believe. And what you saw on that videotape, either money or ideology or both are coming together there. What did you see that made you so concerned?
Well, I want to echo what you said about CHOP first. One of my sons had a heart condition, and he needed surgery, and he got life-saving surgery at CHOP, for which we will be forever grateful. So I want to get that out of the way, first of all. But like you said, they've lost their way. They've bought in. Somebody has made them buy into this gender affirmation therapy, which, as I said in what I wrote, it literally, if a little child comes to you and says, you know, I'm a boy, but I really feel like I'm a girl on the inside. You're supposed to affirm them. That's what gender affirmation therapy is. It's this immediate acknowledgement of the child's feelings, and then you change things. You can refer to them by a different name. You let them dress in a different way. It goes on and on. And in the video, they had, even starting in kindergarten, they had, the woman's name, I believe, is Samantha King. And I haven't checked in a while, but the last that I checked, the video was still on YouTube, and I guess I can go and look and see if the link is still active for you. But anyway, she shows books that you would read to the students, and just really is suggestive in how you can push the kids along in this, and you kind of just give up going down any other path. And what has research shown forever about transgenderism? Senator Paul and I were chatting about it at the event at Bucks County Community College. He has said over and over again that nearly 90% of these gender confusion issues resolve themselves, meaning that the individual reverts back to their natal sex. Their gender will match their natal sex. That's what he says. That's what the research has done. And in fact, that research was just affirmed, if you will, by a study that was done in the Netherlands, the longest, most extensive study to date that shows the same thing, that by and large, these people will go back to their natal sex. And so it doesn't make any sense to take these children and to do the opposite. You would think you would want to work towards what we know naturally is probably going to happen. But what they do instead is they kind of reinforce confusion, I will say. You know, they have the kids thinking that maybe they are the different gender. Exactly. And going so far down that path. And that's where I think like this aggression is coming through. And I don't know how much you read of stories like Chloe Cole, people like that who have detransitioned. Mm-hmm. It's heartbreaking. And what they say is they feel so frustrated and angry and sad and trapped because they can't go back to what they were.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Well, Joan, that tells me that that could be happening here. I don't know if it is or not, but you know, the longer there's not more of an attempt to be transparent following the laws here, and I realize it could be difficult. This story's out there nationally, and it's not going to go away. Joan, thank you as always, and please let us know if there's any update.
Thank you. I really appreciate being able to talk about it very much. Thank you,
Joan. Joan Cullen, our go-to on these matters. All right, more calls coming up. In studio today, Robin Schaefer. I'm looking at President Trump in New York on trial, but Robin has been talking about well, he's our go-to guy to protect the whales, protect sea life, but to protect the Jersey Shore, about President Trump and recent developments around wind and what he's been saying. But I'm coming to you. Hit us with that all-time confrontation. We'll get a few more on board today. Jack Nicholson's birthday, 855-839-1210. I'll say this. That scene is so good. I don't even dislike Tom Cruise. He plays a perfect goader there. I'm not rooting for Tom Cruise. I can't root for Jessup. I mean, he's bad when he has a guy killed. but I can't root for Tom Cruise.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Oh, yeah, that's good. But I did order the code red. Oh, when he says it. Even our buddy. You know, what would Larry Krasner, he should consult Kevin Bacon in that scene when he doesn't know what to do. What would Krasner
do? My name is Jack Stolzerman, not Larry Krasner.
No, that's another story. He would probably tell Kevin Bacon, let him go. Let him go. Nothing happened here. Tom Giordano Show. Welcome in. Dan, I love this next one. It's a twofer on both. Let me go to Don and Franconia, then I'll take a couple more that have been hanging in. All right, Don, welcome in. So you have a friend that teaches in North Penn School District, huh?
Yes, I have a young lady. She's 25 years old, or maybe a little younger, that teaches special education in an elementary school, not the same school that you're talking about.
Okay, all right, no more details, Don. No more details. We don't want to narrow it down too much. So what's your thought?
Okay. So my thought is she had a five-year-old special education student who punched her in the chest, and she showed that wound to both my wife and myself, and believe me, the circumference of that, which was all red, had to be 7 or 8 inches. And 2 weeks after that, she has another special ed student that's 8 years old and rather large for his age, came up and punched her in the corridor, hit her in the head, she fell on the floor and ended up with a concussion. And that same 8-year-old student, 2 weeks before that, when his mother and the 8-year-old were being dropped off, he was being dropped off.
I got that. So your point is you think there are problems here, and maybe the special ed designation shelters it, huh?
I definitely think the special education, but let's face it, where are they going to put these kids? They close up any alternative schools.
I hear you. Don, give me your confrontation. I think it's a really good one.
My confrontation goes back to a movie made quite a few years ago called A Bronx Tale, where Chaz Palminteri was like a bartender in this scene, and they had a bunch of bikers in there who had ripped up the place, and they came back a second time, and he asked them in a nice way to leave, and they didn't. So he walked over calmly to the door, locked the door, and said to them, "Now you can't leave." And then a bunch of
You got it. He's a mob figure. Now you just can't leave. He wasn't behind the bar. He's the guy running the whole thing.
I'm pretty sure he was not a bartender.
And they were Hell's Angels. Dan, that's in my top 5 scenes of all time.
You just can't leave.
Use, too. Yeah, exactly. Let's squeeze Nick in quickly here. Nick, what's your confrontation?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Great show. Hey, the movie The Princess Bride, so that would be with Cary Elwes. We got Inigo Montoya. He goes up to the six-fingered man. He says, "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." That's a classic. I love that one.
Very good.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
All right. I'm glad we got confrontations going here. Our buddy Robin Schaefer is confronting all kinds of powers that be.
And nice tie-in.
Yeah, it's President Trump is on his side. What he said recently about wind. President, not a big fan of that. Protecting our shores, the whales. That's all next here in studio today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.